You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and I am your host for this podcast. And today, I am going to be this doesn't mean anything to you, and I'm sorry that I'm even bringing it up. But originally, I recorded this episode and uploaded it. I feel much better about it. I feel like I'm at least trying this time. Is it perfect? Probably not. I'm going to stumble all over myself and things like that. But I just want to let you know that my goal is to give you guys the best of what I have. And I'm really trying to put more time into developing what you hear. And that's not just the audio quality, but that is also the content quality. So without further ado, let's get started. Back in episode 59, I gave my initial impression of YouTube's Premium Red service. Overall, I wasn't impressed, but after a year and about 20 episodes, and also getting access to a 3-month trial to the service, I didn't contact YouTube. It just came up when I was watching on my computer one day. I decided I wanted to revisit the service and see what had changed and if it would become part of my regular cord cutting utilities. Now, if you're not sure what I mean by cord cutting, I'm just going to run this down real quick. Basically, it is getting rid of regular cable. I don't have Dish, I don't have DirecTV, I don't use services like that. For me personally, they are way too expensive, and I am a diehard cord cutter. So if we talk about this, I'm gonna have a really hard time, or you're gonna have a really hard time convincing me that it's better to have cable. So anyway, I won't belabor that point. So that said, what is YouTube Red? So to put it simply, YouTube Red is a premium service by YouTube that gives them the chance to kind of invest in some of their top creators. And it also helps their creators make the thing that they've been wanting to make, or a project that has just been a little out of their reach. For us on the consumer end, it costs $10 a month. And with that $10 every month, you get benefits like absolutely no advertisements. You get access to their YouTube Red Originals programming. You get total access to Google Play Music. And you have the ability to download videos and playlists. And that's what I'm going to cover in this episode of Geek This. Let's go ahead and jump into the first benefit: ad-free watching. So in my house, we watch a lot of YouTube, and I am actually the one that watches probably the most. It is consistently on our TV when I'm home, because that's the first thing I go to when I get home. So that means that I have to sit through a lot of ads, and I do it gladly because I love to support the creators that I'm watching. that is the whole idea for those ads, is to support the people you watch. The thing is, though, being a cord cutter myself, I use services that are kind of premium models that don't have ads. Netflix and Amazon Video are the two that I use that do not have any ads whatsoever that I have seen. Hulu, we actually pay a little bit more for Hulu so that we don't have to watch ads. Now, I do understand that there are some ABC television shows that do run ads depending on when they were released. So new episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and some other ABC shows, they do run ads. So I do know that. So here is kind of a thing that I'm thinking about as far as this ad-free watching goes. How does it benefit the independent creators that monetize their videos? The creators that are not heavy hitters, so to speak. So for example, if I decide to go and watch Half the Mic or Medium Quality, two shows that I enjoy on YouTube, two channels that I enjoy watching when they put content out, how are they getting paid if they're monetizing their videos? Because I'm not watching ads in front of their videos. So this is one of those things that, I don't know. I would love to do a little bit more research and understand how that end works, because I absolutely want to support the independent creators who don't have access to sponsors and ad campaigns and things like that. So I like the idea of no ads, obviously. Who wants to be sold to all the time? So it's still one of the top perks for me. And I'll tell you, when March comes around, I am going to be a very, very sad person if I decide not to pay that extra $10 a month and keep YouTube Red. The next big benefit is one that I honestly feel like YouTube is underselling, and that is their Red Originals content. Because I love to see creators that I like to watch make the thing that they have always wanted to make. And that is the idea behind Red Originals. From what I understand, the way that it works is YouTube selects several top creators from the platform and gives them kind of this injection of money to help them make that thing that they've been wanting to make. And, well, for instance, when Red launched back in October of 2015 or 2016, I don't remember when, PewDiePie, Rhett & Link, Lily Singh, and Joey Graceffa, and a few others were like the people that were picked, and they all released new premium shows, and the shows were only available behind the YouTube Red paywall, but the first episode was released as a teaser of sorts. Now, back then, when I originally had YouTube Red, there was not a lot of content there. There was even less then that I felt deserved my time or money. And that's what I covered back in episode 59, was there was just nothing there for me to watch. As I look at the service a year later, I'm realizing that there have been some really good additions to the platform. And there have also been, there's been this expansion of the kinds of things that were available. One of my favorite shows is Rhett & Link's Buddy System. It's a comedy, and if you know and love Rhett & Link, you're going to love that show because it is weird. It's pretty kooky, and it's a fun little storyline where they have to essentially save their relationship and their YouTube channel thanks to somebody stealing Link's phone. And it's a lot of fun, and that was available in the first year of YouTube Red. And now they've done season 2, and it is even better than the first season because Rhett & Link's company has gotten bigger and they've been able to better produce, better direct, better write this show. And I think that has a lot to do with the Red platform. Another show that I really enjoy that really the quality has stayed the same, which is definitely not a bad thing, is Mindfield by Vsauce. It's a very thinky kind of psychological show, but it's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining and it's very smart. And it was really cool to see that they got a second season and that show is just as good. The problem, though, is there are creators on YouTube Red that I don't recognize. And that's a hard sell for me. I mean, I love to try new things, but a lot of the YouTube creators that they're using are unappealing to me. So PewDiePie has a show that actually didn't get a second season because of all the controversy that he's been in called Scare PewDiePie. And here's a big problem I have. Scare PewDiePie and Joey Graceffa's Escape the Night, the concept is very, very interesting. But where you lose it is terrible acting or trying to say it's a reality show and it's really not. Don't lie to me. You know, give me what it really is and don't try to lie. Escape the Night, again, the premise was interesting. It was a reality murder mystery kind of thing. But it fell apart when it started to feel like people were acting because it was supposed to be a reality show. And the second season was worse because of it. It was even harder to believe that, oh, this is really happening? No, like, so, but that's, I mean, I guess that's kind of another conversation if I decide to review those or something. But that said, like, the amount of creators on there, I love seeing that there are more people out there. And they're actually starting to bring in some heavy hitters. There's a show that I started watching called Lifeline, and it stars a gentleman that I can't remember his name, but he was in Friday Night Lights. You may remember him. He played Saracen. Anyway, totally different topic. But the concept is very interesting, and so far, the show is, it seems to be pretty good. Other than that, though, I'm having a hard time being interested in some of the other YouTube-created content. I don't know. It's not a quality thing because I've done bad movie reviews on the podcast before. So I haven't figured out what it is, but I've become very picky with what YouTube Red has to offer. Yeah, I don't know. I can't make a really firm decision on how I feel about the originals. There is a lot more to sink your teeth into, so that's a plus. So I don't know. Maybe some of those are interesting to you. There's, you know, Game Grumps. I can't remember. There's a few documentaries. There's even some movies that have been out that I've watched a couple of those movies, one by Smosh, another by the guys over at Rooster Teeth, and they're both comedies, and they're both the sensibilities of each of those channels and the creators involved. So I think there's more good there than I'm probably letting on. So this is another reason why I'm saying you've just got to check it out for yourself. That's really the only way you can make a decision. If I do have one actual nit to pick, it's the fact that the YouTube Red originals are hard to find if you're not using a mobile device. We have a Blu-ray player that has a YouTube app installed on it, and when we're using that, it's hard to find the YouTube Red Originals if you're not following, you know, if you're not subscribed to a channel. And, well, how do you know which channels have YouTube Red? You know, it should be easier to find, and it's not. So that is my main gripe right there with that part of the platform. Make it easier to find, you know, give me a special banner that I can click on, or just something when I'm not using my phone or my iPad to watch YouTube Red. That's all I'm asking for. Okay, I will stop ranting there. I'm sorry. I've just been using the service a lot lately to understand how it works, and there are a couple little quirks that it has. So that said, let's go ahead and talk about Google Play Music. Personally, this is an underutilized feature in my subscription. I don't listen to a lot of music because, you know, if I'm working on a podcast, it doesn't make sense. At work, I don't get to listen to my own music, and we have kids at the house, so we can't just turn music on because it becomes one more piece of noise to that's added to our lives. So we don't listen to as much music as I used to. But from my experience and research and understanding how all of this works, Google Play is very, very similar to Spotify Premium with your YouTube Red subscription, because you get full access to their library. There's nothing that is off limits. And it's actually really cool. I've used it for the last week or so to get kind of familiar with it. But you have the ability to download single tracks, albums, playlists, you know, like I said, Spotify Premium. But it's included with YouTube Red and works with their YouTube Music app. That is something I haven't gotten into. I might in the future, but again, music's not a huge thing, so this part doesn't really, it's not in the top perks for me. So if you love music, if you are constantly listening to music and podcasts and music and podcasts, this is absolutely something that you're going to want, because think about it. If you're already paying for Spotify Premium, that's $10 a month. And then if you decide YouTube Red, that's $10 a month. So that's $20 for you to get your music and your YouTube with all these perks. Why not consolidate that $10 and get YouTube with Google Play Music? I don't have Spotify Premium, so this is kind of a non-issue for me. But I will gladly use Google Play Music and get to understand it while I have the subscription. So, I mean, two good services, really good services for 10 bucks, no ads. That's not bad, really. Okay, for this next benefit, feature, thing of YouTube Red, let's play pretend here, all right? So let's say you've got this long commute somewhere and you really want to know what happens in that next episode of Lifeline or Buddy System. But you don't want to wait until you have Wi-Fi again. Or maybe you have to sit at the doctor's office and wait, and then you feel like binge watching the full season of Mindfield. Well, YouTube Red comes with a download feature. The great thing about this download feature is that it is not just for YouTube Red original content. It is for anything on the platform, single videos, playlists. The only thing that it doesn't cover, kind of wish it did, is the movies that normally you would have to buy off of YouTube, you know, rent them through, you know, the Google Play Store kind of thing. So if you wanted to watch the latest movie that's been released, you know, at this time, It just came out not too long ago on Blu-ray. If you want to watch that, this unfortunately doesn't cover that. You don't get movies, but you could do YouTube Red Things or, like I said, any other video or playlist on the platform. So that is really cool. I talked to my wife because I like to consult her about some things. And she said that the best way that we personally could use it, where it would really be worth the money for us, is if we're going on trips, because we could just download things to our iPads or, you know, a kid's device or a computer or something for the drive to wherever we're going. And it would keep our youngest kid occupied. Obviously, the 9-year-old needs to learn how to deal with it, right? I'm kidding. Yeah, that would be the best thing for us personally. So who knows? This could be a lifesaver for your family. So yeah, that last one right there, that wraps up all of the benefits and the features of YouTube Red. And I've tried to comment on things as much as I can. So I think it's time for my final thoughts. So overall, I think that YouTube Red is a good service. It is absolutely a good service, but I don't think that it is personally right for me in the end. I've become very picky about the shows that I'm watching, especially on YouTube, because I don't recognize all of the players, and it's hard to get a feel for what other people think. There is no rating system, so it's hard to say, you know, that people thought this was good, people thought this was terrible. There's just too much for me to go through now. Before, there was not enough. Now there's too much, and I don't really know where to start outside of the stuff that I'm familiar with. The next couple of months of using the service might change that, so we'll see. And I may even comment in a future episode just very briefly about whether or not we're going to keep YouTube Red. But considering all the other options that we have with Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime, it just doesn't really fit in our budget to add one more thing that overall doesn't add a lot for us. I do want to say this, though. I don't want to discourage you from actually trying YouTube Red out. If you have a YouTube account, or if you don't, go make a new one and you'll be able to try it. I don't know if it's a month-long trial or a three-month-long trial. I think before it was just one for us. I don't remember, actually. But we're currently set on a three-month trial, so we have it from December through March. And I'm going to keep using it, obviously. If it's given to me, why wouldn't I use it? And maybe it'll change. We'll see. Either way, I really encourage you to check it out for yourself. This is just my opinion, and maybe you'll look at it and you'll go, man, $10 a month is not much, and this is totally worth it to me because I don't have ads. I can download things. There's a lot of fun content to watch. Maybe it works better for your situation, but for me, I think I'm going to pass after the subscription runs out. So, I don't know. I think if they could have done something similar to what Netflix is doing, and Hulu and stuff like that, I would like to actually see them work in agreement with some of the bigger studios and go, okay, so your movie just came out and, you know, people can rent it one time for 3 days with YouTube Red. That would be something interesting to me. I would love to see that. I highly doubt that'll become a thing because it's not with Netflix or Hulu or anything like that. Usually those movies have to be out for a little while before they hit those services, but who knows? I mean, I don't know. It would be interesting to see something like that. So go check this out for yourself. I'm trying not to be a curmudgeon. I think there are some really good things in there. It just doesn't work great for our family. So that is going to do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Geek This. New episodes released every Wednesday. To keep from missing out, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Stitcher by going to geekthispodcast.com and clicking subscribe. While you're there, be sure to check out the show notes to this episode and others to get links to things we mentioned. We hope you enjoyed this episode and join us next week for more pop culture with minimal nerd rage.